episode 654, Celebrate Your Success.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. I hope you are having a joyous day. I hope you're jumping up and down. You better get that blood pumping because today is, well, it's Tuesday. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. It is your day to shine. Let your light shine. We're talking about success here, and I know you have lots of it. You got this amazing recipe for your life. You know exactly what you're doing. Are you snarling at me yet? I feel like I hear a growl underneath your breath. Well, I'm going to convince you today that you need to celebrate your success. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so excited that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to Create Your Now where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to keep your life simpler as you pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. We are so busy, but we need a little tips and tricks, right? We need those strategies and tools. Well, you've come to the right place. And we have a lot of fun while we do it. And one of those fun things that we do is we really try to inspire each other. It's just hard living, isn't it? It's hard to keep going sometimes. When you think you've got this big project that you're working on, sometimes you feel all alone. Whether you're in the corporate world or whether you're standing at your desk going, oh my gosh, I've been working on this for 3 days and I have nothing. I have nothing to show for these 36, 48, 72 hours that have gone by. I have nothing to show for it. I feel so hopeless. I'm done. Well, let me ask you this. How's your success board looking today? I know, you're giving me another look, aren't you? You probably don't have one. Well, in order to level up and amplify your life, you need to step into your greatness. You got to celebrate your success. You have lots of them. Now, I know what you're thinking. You don't have a success board, right? You're like, I'm lucky to have a vision board. I'm lucky to get to my to-do list and write down on my calendar. I'm lucky to remember what day it is of the week. I'm lucky to get done what I do every single day. Who's got time to be creative? Well, I need you to stop for a moment. Your heart and soul need you to be creative. Celebrate your success. So I'm going to ask you a really, really big favor here. I know you're rolling your eyes at me. No, you're not. You're smiling. Come on, smile. You know, I love you, and I'm only telling you this because I do. I need you to stop and really listen. Don't try and multitask. I don't want you to be thinking about dinner. No more thinking in advance, because I know sometimes when I chat or I'm doing something else, oh, multitasking is my middle name since I don't have a middle name. And I'm just like, oh, yes, I'm all there, and I'm really not all there. So I need you to be all here right now. I want a few dedicated minutes for you to focus. Focus here. Everything you do in life is either a success or failure. There's no in between, no gray matter. You're either a success or you're a failure at whatever you're doing. So let's take something very simple. Did you brush your teeth today? That's a success. If you didn't, that's a fail. That's when you grab the peppermint gum right on the way out the door. I know I've had those mornings too. Maybe you need an extra two or three within the first hour. But in life, everything that you do is either a success or failure. There's no in between. Now you can argue it with me, but seriously, think about it. So tell me out loud, unless if you're in a library, then just whisper it in your head, what your successes are. Tell me out loud. What are they? Come on. I'm listening. Still listening. Really? I didn't hear very many. Is your mind reeling right now? Are they more directed towards what others would say about you? Are you thinking, gosh, what are my successes? I'm not sure. What did I do today so far? I don't know. What have you done today so far? Now, if I ask you, what have you failed at? Whoa, slow down. Put on the brakes already. Why is it that we can remember our fails faster than we can remember our successes? Do you see how quick we are to remember those? The fails, the faults, where we've fallen short? You need to celebrate your success, the little ones and the big ones. What have you done already today? Well, you're dressed, right? Well, that's a success, because otherwise I need to close my eyes. What about you got up and you're ready for the day? You've already, maybe the kids are already out the door. Maybe you've already got your workout in. Maybe you've already had your wonderful, healthy breakfast. You're on point with your wellness. Maybe you've already written in your gratitude journal. What have you already done today? When you begin to recognize and acknowledge the little and big successes, you begin to walk in your greatness. You have to begin to acknowledge where you are in your life, the successes that you're breeding. You must see the fruits of your labor, not in a boastful or prideful way, of course not, but a way that brings a smile to your heart, a way that lights you up and rejuvenates you from the inside out. You see, that's where we draw our energy from. Our hope comes from our little and big successes. If we were only to remember our fails and our faults, would we even want to get up in the morning? No. I know I wouldn't. And most of us would be living in hopelessness. I can't go on anymore. Celebrate your success. I promise you, you'll have plenty of time to see your failures, because they come up often, because life happens. Do you remember the joy jar? You need to get it out again. With the holidays approaching, you've got Halloween for those of you who celebrate that. Canada already celebrated Thanksgiving. We've got our Thanksgiving coming up here in the U.S. at the end of November. And then we have the Christmas and we have Hanukkah and we can go on and on and on. This is the time of celebration. So why not get your joy jar out? It's time that you celebrate your success. You can even decorate your joy jar to match the holiday. So if you're into Halloween, put a little bug on it, or maybe in it. I don't know. I wouldn't do it real though. I'm just saying, I wouldn't want to touch my joy jar if there's a real bug in it. And then maybe for Thanksgiving, you could add maybe some pumpkin seeds and whatever. Be creative. Allow yourself to decorate what? Your successes. You need to honor your success. Stop remembering all your fails. You'll have plenty of time for that. But you've got to begin to rejuvenate your spirit. You've got to rejuvenate deeper than just surface level. So get that joy jar out. And when it gets closer to Christmas, change it up. Maybe put some white snow and you can write on it. Expo markers are great for that, because then you can wipe them off. Get your family involved. Even the puppy dog can have a joy jar. He'll just want his full of treats, right? Celebrate your success. One step leads to miles of greatness. And that one step is every single time, whether it's a little success or a big success. That's a one step. I know it's hard building a business. I know it's hard taking care and disciplining those children and raising them up. I know it's hard being that sweet, loving grandmother when you live so far away from your grandchildren. I know it's hard trying to be that wife that just can take care of her husband without really thinking about it. I know it's hard. But you've got to celebrate you. Celebrate your successes. Otherwise, you'll have nothing left to give anyone else. You won't be able to love on your hubby. You'll be too frustrated and frazzled. You won't be able to bedazzle him at all. You won't be able to love your children, especially when they need your love the most, when they're hurting, when they have their fails. You got to fill that joy jar. So start writing your successes down, the little ones. Okay, maybe not brushing your teeth in the morning. But maybe it is something like, I actually got my workout in. Then write it down. Workout done. Woohoo! Drop it in the joy jar. And if you want to save up money, then start dropping a coin in for every coin. Or for every success, drop a coin. Or better yet, drop a paper bill. Who knows how much money you'll have at the end of this, at the end of the year, but celebrate your success. It's time to put a smile on your face. And in order to do that, you've got to see, you have to see that you're doing more good than you realize. There is hope and success even in a storm. Don't let your fails and faults hold you down. Amplify your life and celebrate your success. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.